Hey, Raina.
Hi, Meg.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How about you?
Living the dream.
Living the dream?
Living the dream.
Same. All right, I got a joke.
Okay,
let's You guys, do it. It's a bad one. I'm sorry.
When is it not?
Well, last time, I don't know. I don't remember. It depends on the week. Sometimes it's like dad jokes, and the other times they're wildly inappropriate. So,
I feel like I'm good at the dad jokes.
I know, and I'm good at the inappropriate. But here we go. I got this one. So, what's long, hard, and full of semen?
Submarine?
Yep. But that was a good one. I liked it.
That was a really good one.
It's like inappropriate, but like, get your mind out of the gutter.
Serious? I said submarine.
No, I know.
I'm talking to them.
Yeah, you guys. Yeah, get your minds out of the gutter. That was an appropriate one. It is full of semen.
It is full of semen.
It's not my fault people have dirty minds.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Nope.
All right. Hello and welcome to Lunatic Soup, the podcast where we go into all things wild, weird, and unknown. We're your host, Meg.
And I'm Raina. Ready to brew up some lunatic soup?
Let's go.
She got a shit ton of cider from Portland, so I'm not mad about it. Every time she has a new fun one for us to try.
I found some in the fridge from New York when I was there last
summer. Oh, yeah.
So that's down chilling right now. They bottled it there, so I'm hoping it's sealed
still good,
properly.
But it might not be.
Because we did one once where we had it sealed and bottled, and it did not work.
Yeah, and that one went unrefrigerated for a while. So
So we will see. We'll see. We'll try that one, I think, before we even go on air. We'll try it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But this is Bull Run Cider Cherry Blush.
We love a cherry.
We love a cherry from Forest Grove, Oregon, and it is 6.5%.
All right. Let's do
Ready?
It.
Ready?
Yep.
Whoa.
You got it?
My nails don't.
Do you need help? Good job.
There we go. There we go. Like it says. All right. Let's try it.
Okay, cheers.
Cheers.
I don't know how I feel about that. It definitely needs to be a sour slut.
Yeah, it's almost sour.
It is, but then it also tastes like an overripe cherry.
I'm getting my true lime out.
Yeah. Because that means...
It's really dry, which is good. Yeah, I like dry, but
no,
the
but it
flavor...
Is, but no, it's sweet. It has like a sweetness to it. Yeah. I'm not every cider is going to be our favorite, and that's okay. This one is definitely not going to be one that I will pursue again.
I don't think I would pick that.
No, I would not pick that. But that's okay. We're going to go with it for now.
Okay.
Right?
Yep. Just put the true lime in it. I don't know if that helps.
I don't know if it helps either. Well, we're just going to go with it.
Yep.
And then we might just have to chug it and move on to the next.
I like the way you think.
You know, she's a real thinker over here.
Okay, so today is a Sabbath series, and we are going to be talking about in bulk.
In bulk.
I-M-B-O-L-C. I hear children out that
Hang door. On one second. Leia!
Look at that sound.
Stop running around! My child has a friend over, the youngest, and they're running in and out of her bedroom right next to us.
All your childs have a friend
over. Oh, yeah, actually, we have a plethora of children in my house
right
now.
There's like three extra children.
Yeah, I have three extra kids, and they're not yours.
They're not mine.
Mm-mm.
Mine are at home.
Nope, they're Amanda's.
Amanda. She had to go shave her cat, I guess.
No, her grandma's cat.
That will never not be funny.
Oh, no, it will never not be funny. It will forever be my favorite thing.
Yeah, I keep drinking it, and it's not getting better.
No, it's not.
I was really excited about that one, too.
Me too. All right, so in bulk.
So in bulk is also known as Brigid's Day or St. Brigid's Day, and it's a pagan festival celebrated on February 1st or 2nd, marking the beginning of spring in the Celtic tradition.
Okay.
I wish February 1st or 2nd was the beginning of spring.
I mean, this will, who knows we're recording this, but it's showing snow in our forecast coming up here, which typically we get our snow in Seattle, like, which is the normal is typically like what, February, March?
Yeah, that's usually like February. I'd say we usually get snow in February.
Yeah. Like last year we got it in like November, but this time it's showing later. But so yeah.
But it's been unusually warm.
It has been. Yeah. But no, it's definitely not spring.
Well, I do have my daffodils already poking up.
I saw that.
Yeah. I mean, that's normal for this time of year.
Is it?
Yeah. Around Christmas they'll start. I just make sure I cover them up a little bit.
They're just hardy.
Yeah, they are.
Interesting.
So, the word itself means in the belly, and it's a reference to fertility and new beginnings for the upcoming harvest season.
Okay.
So, Imbolc is one of the four Gaelic seasonal festivals. The other ones are Beltane, Lunasad, and Samhain, and it marks the halfway point between solstice or equinox.
Okay.
So, we just had the winter solstice in December.
Yep.
And then the spring equinox will be in March. So, Imbolc is right in between them.
Okay.
Imbolc dates back to ancient times and is believed to be originally pagan, starting with the lambing season. So it like kicked off the lambing seasons, goes into
like the little baby lambs being born.
Like, you know, back to fertility, the world's waking up, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Like we just went through all of the Sabbats where you kind of slow down, put everything to bed, put everything to rest. Now we're starting to wake back up.
Yeah. I just saw everyone get ready to drink. I saw a TikTok where a girl was talking about she stitched someone's video where they were talking about being busy. Oh,
thank you.
Thanks. That's on me.
Thank you,
Squishy.
Bye.
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 Meg just had to get a glasses delivery from her husband because her contacts were dying.
So.
Do you need something to put them in?
No.
Okay. Her whole eye just came out. Anyways, this girl was saying, like, she was just talking about how busy she was and all this stuff, and this other girl stitched it and is like, well, are you acting like you're in summer or winter? Like, winter is meant to be slow. Like, you're working like you're in summer. You're running. You're doing all these outdoor things. You're whatever. Winter is meant to be inside. You're supposed to be, like, nesting and resting and doing all those things. And so when I heard that, I was like, that's interesting. Like, okay, I'm going to slow down like it's winter. Like, it was hibernate.
And I'm really feeling that this year. You know, everybody comes up with New Year's resolutions and things like that. And I don't want to call it a resolution because I don't like that word. But, like, a goal of mine is to really, and I feel like I've done a really good job with this in the past, but more so really focus on the season and the cycles.
Yeah, which is smart.
Because everybody needs rest and everybody needs production. But it's the balance.
Yeah.
And that's my word of the year is balance.
Balance. I think mine is I'm trying to let myself rest without feeling guilty.
Yes.
And that is quite possibly the hardest thing that any parent probably understands. But it is just trying to rest without like feeling like I should be doing this, which of course I should. You should, could, would be doing a million things. But like it is okay to do nothing. It's so ingrained in us from our society to be busy, 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 busy. And I am a perfectionist.
You're really good at that.
At being really busy.
So much so that you make yourself sick.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not me.
It wasn't me.
It's not me.
It was the one-armed man.
The fuck?
Okay, I'm going to go off on a tangent real quick. I always say that. It was the one-armed man.
Yeah, but what's it from?
Well, Doug said, my husband said, you always say that. What is that from? I'm like, I don't know. My dad always said it growing up, so we gave it a gook. It's from The Mask. It wasn't me. It was the one-armed man. So I was on the phone with my dad last week, and I said that. And I said, you know, Doug didn't know what that was from, and I had forgotten because you always have, so we had to Google it. And my dad goes, yeah, The Fugitive. And I'm like, what?
You're like, that's not what I...
I think it was The Fugitive. And I said, I thought it was from The Mask. He goes, The Mask was referencing...
Oh, shit. Oh, there. That's... Okay. I mean, it was when we did Garth and Wayne for Wayne's World, when I was looking up something, and I was looking up how to, like, caption a picture, and I wanted, like, a bunch of their sayings, and I was looking at all these quotes from the movie, and I was like, so that's where my dad gets it. Like, he always says, like, schwing, or, like, says other things, and I was like, because I saw that movie as a kid, but I haven't seen it for so long, and I realized I was like... Well, that's where that comes from.
Right?
Learn something new every day.
Learn something new every day.
Dads and their movie quotes.
The best. But yeah, I think it's really important to go cycles.
Mm-hmm.
Cycles with everything.
You guys, I apologize for this episode. If you hear banging and everything, it's the kids.
Children.
Mr. Boo Boo is on his way home, but not here yet, so.
They're fine. Everybody
I think so. Hands.
So the modern Groundhog Day is related to Imbolc, and Groundhog's Day is about weather
yes.
divination
okay.
for the coming spring, and Imbolc is also about the spring and the awakening of the earth.
I love that. Weather divination.
Weather divination. I mean, it is.
By a groundhog.
Yeah, by a groundhog. Also, excellent movie. Have you seen that one?
Of course I've seen the Groundhog's Day.
I freaking
yes.
love
yeah,
that movie.
That is a good one.
That is so good.
Bill Murray. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a time to honor the god. Also, start over. It's also a time to honor the goddess Brigid. Brigid? Brigid. Brigid. Brigid.
Bri.
Yep. I'm batting 1,000 today.
Oh man, it's first cider too.
I know.
Brigid. Yeah, Brigid.
A powerful figure associated with fire, fertility, and poetry. Now, I would ask that you edit all that nonsense out, but I know I'm due.
Thank you. You're welcome. Saves me some time.
She's the pagan goddess of fire, fertility, and poetry.
Oh.
The Brigid cross is a symbol of protection and blessings. Do you know what the Brigid cross is?
The Brigid cross?
Yeah.
Is it the one with all the, like, pretty woven stuff?
Mm-hmm. I think we should make them.
Oh, that is not what I thought. That was not what I was thinking. No, I was thinking of something. I have no idea what I was thinking, but.
You used, like, you know, pieces of straw or
I feel like we've made those. God, I made those for.
I think as kids.
Something, yes, kids. Yeah, with yarn.
Yeah.
Like maybe at summer camp or like with actual sticks. We'd get like sticks and we'd take yarn.
And take the yarn
and you would do, yeah.
And move it around.
You'd tie it in knots in different, you'd do sections in different colors, so then it made it multicolor.
No.
I'm like, when did I do that? I remember I've done it. I've made that before, but...
I like it.
I don't know when.
Yeah, so those are cool. I think we should make those with the kids. Some historians believe that Imbolc goes back to the Neolithic Age, which is 7,000 to 2,000 BC, and it overlaps with the Mesothelic and Bronze Age in Europe. Long time ago.
It was a long time ago. In a galaxy far away?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And there's sandworms and everything.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. You can hear the ice. Sorry, guys. I have ice in my cup.
Same.
There are tombs in Ireland that are aligned with the sunrise on Imbolc and Samhain, and we know that, like, that's like a portal. Like, you know when the sun rises on certain days, and they put tombs or certain stones so that the sun directly aligns, and those are said to be portals to other realms.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Christianity, obviously, grasped onto Brigid, and began St. Brigid's Day. Always.
But they don't celebrate it anymore?
Some do. We'll go into that a little bit. Okay. Some places still do. Like, I had heard of her, but it's never anything. Like, I wouldn't have known who she was.
Never heard.
I like the name.
I like it too. Brigid. Not Brigid, but Brigid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Different. Older. One of those names that would be making a comeback soon.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Like everything else.
Yep.
In pre-Christian Ireland, Brigid was a goddess. She appeared in Irish mythology as a member of the Tuatha De Danann, which is like the fairy realm.
Okay.
I started to write an episode on fairies, and I got so overwhelmed because there's so much history, and it goes back so far, and there's so many words I can't pronounce.
I believe it. Fairies would be a tough one.
That would be a tough one. Yeah. Maybe I have to, like, hone in on a certain aspect of fairies and do it that way.
Or don't do a Meg and do a general, or maybe I'll write the episode so it'll be enough information without too much, without having to be a...
But I am Meg.
Well, I know. Well, that's the problem with that.
That's the problem. Thanks.
Not with you. You are such a thorough researcher that sometimes subjects cannot be that thoroughly researched because there's too much information, where I am a shitty researcher, so I could just get the bullet points out without having to go... Do you know what I'm saying?
You're on to fairies. That's yours. Hey, look, a fruit fly.
What's new?
You only come out when we're together.
Fuck off. But you're a great researcher. You just are so thorough. It's wild. Where I'm like, I half-ass it.
See, and half the time I think, oh, I need to do more.
No.
I'm skinny.
No. No. There's so much information as is, and I love it, and it's what makes everything great. But, like, phew. But if there's that much information and it's daunting to you, it makes me think that I could go into it and half-ass it and get information...
great.
Enough. Where it wouldn't overwhelm me like it does you.
Sometimes good enough is good enough.
Well, that's what it is. And I have to do an episode occasionally.
You're set on the schedule for the Yowie.
Yeah, but that's one. I feel like I have to do another. Well, eventually.
Okay.
But I'll do fairies. I'll take it on.
You'll take fairies. I'm going to put it on the schedule. And then it's done.
I do believe in fairies. I do.
I do believe in fairies.
I love it. Okay. I'm fairies. Book, right? She's a fairy.
Yeah. All right, so she was a member of the Tuatha De Danann. She was the daughter of Dagda and the wife of Bri, who was the king of the fairies. She also had a son named Rudin. Don't come at me for the pronunciations of these names. They're like old Gaelic names.
I think the good news is so far no one has come out at us for pronunciation of anything. Which is good. There's still time, but...
I want you to come after me for the pronunciation. If you're listening to this and you don't know us personally... Just come after me.
I think that by the time we go through all of the spellings of what it could be, we've said one of it correctly eventually, so people are like, they're trying.
That's all that matters.
Throw us
right?
a bone.
I almost said something, but I just didn't.
Oh my god, were you gonna make an inappropriate joke?
Yep. It's your husband's fault. Oh. He's a bad influence.
Okay.
The amount of times you've yelled at the two of us this week.
Oh my god, because you guys have just really been on one. Like, really been on one. Meg's been around a lot, just we've been doing a lot of things to the podcast, and like, we've seen each other tons. And
it's because we didn't see each other like at all in December.
Yeah, but last night, we were at her house, and they're trying to figure out her Frank's box, and I recorded it, I need to put it on our stories, but... Friggin' these two are fighting like brother and sister. And I was sitting there and I was like, I even looked at your oldest and I was like, do you see what I deal with all the time?
Just had to take a brief break and check to make sure all children were alive and accounted for. There were some noises, man.
A lot.
In Christian tradition, St. Bridget is one of the three patron saints of Ireland. The other two are St. Patrick and St. Columba.
Okay.
I've never heard of St. Columba. I've heard of St. Patrick. Obviously. Oh, what should we do for St. Patrick's Day? We should do...
Oh, you mean what episode?
Yeah, for the
show. Well, obviously, let's do leprechauns.
How did I not think of that?
Did your brain just, like, stop working for a minute?
I don't have that on the schedule. That's brilliant. Raina, you're brilliant.
If anybody wants to thank the person... Isn't that brilliant, though?
We should dress up as leprechauns, yeah. And we have to go to Fierce County.
Yeah, also won't be cultural appropriation because I am Irish.
Same.
Look at that.
Air high five.
Why did we not do real one?
I don't know.
Do we not trust ourselves to connect? Also, just love how excited you got over my thought of leprechauns for St. Patrick's Day. Like,
I'm sitting here thinking in my mind, what could I do? Like, the history of St. Patrick's Day, but...
We could almost even do, like, a leprechaun history and then do some Reddit stories. Might be fun, too.
Oh, like I
like it. Like,
a
little combo. Like, a little bit of, like...
Top of what, the morning.
Like, so
you.
It's not just all about, like, history, but then also getting... But then getting people's real, because they're, like...
No, people have real...
People have real leprechaun stories, so I feel like let's
like
do
with
that.
The leprechaun eating eyeballs and says, olives.
The fuck?
Let's save it.
Okay, save let's that for another day. It. Anyways.
Christians celebrate Brigid on February 1st to mark the beginning of spring. Brigid was said to be born... Now, this is the saint. This is not the pagan mythology, like the Irish mythology.
Okay.
This is the saint we're talking
saint
about now.
Saint Bridget.
Because we're talking about the
Christian side of it. Okay.
Right now. She was said to be born in 541 AD and was the daughter of a chief named Dubthach.
You want me to try?
Dubthach. That's a tough one.
Yeah. D-U-B-H... I would say Dubthach.
Dubthach.
I would say silent H in the middle.
Yeah. And her mother was a slave woman named Broisech.
Yeah. Solid. Broisech? Broisech.
Broisech. Do you know how many opportunities I have had to make a dinosaur joke and I haven't? I just want that to be on the record.
I'm sure. A billion of them. I am sure.
You've grown? In my head.
You've grown?
I thought it.
I'm so proud of you.
But I haven't said it.
Good job.
Yes.
Proud of you.
Yes. Brigid was said to be extremely generous and would give away her father's wealth. I'm sure he was thrilled. She was consecrated as a virgin by St. Patrick and gave her life to God. Is that a thing? Like, somebody just comes up and says, I'm giving your life to God. Now you're forever a virgin.
Oh, must be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you dedicate your life to God, then you're...
Yeah, but somebody else, like a man, can come in and say...
Like back in the day?
Yeah, because it said St. Patrick consecrated her as a virgin and gave her life to God.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised because I don't feel like women have had a lot of say in anything. So I'm going to go with yes.
Okay, fair. I mean, not fair, but, you know, accurate.
Not fair, but it could happen.
Yeah. Brigid moved to a monastery and spent her life studying spirituality and helping others with their religious guidance.
Okay.
Sometime in her life, Brigid was said to have founded an important monastery in Kildare, on February 1st.
Okay.
So she founded one of a famous monastery in Ireland.
And so then they dedicated it to her.
Mm-hmm. Brigid was said to perform miracles, including turning water into beer.
I like it.
But you have to be a saint to be able to do that. Mm. So you have to be a virgin to be able to do that. And she was said to cure the blind.
Okay. I mean, she sounds like
One
Jesus.
One of these things is not like the other. I'm going to make beer, but I'm also going to cure the blind.
I feel like I would love to have both of those abilities.
Both of them.
Like, just go cure the blind and make some beer all the time. Could you imagine how much Mr. Boo Boo would love me if he was like, I'm out of Coronas? And I was like, magic.
Magic.
I like it.
Cool.
I mean, I actually want to be Jesus and turn water into wine. That's my personal preference.
I prefer wine over beer.
Yeah, me too.
Any day.
But.
We were out at a bar and I got a beer.
Oh, I know. I was very proud of you. I was shocked.
Like, it was, I'm not a beer drinker.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what I got.
You got a Hefeweizen.
A Hefeweizen.
Because I was shocked. Because I was drinking water beer.
What's that?
Coors Light.
Well, yeah, but you were drinking out of a bottle, weren't you?
Uh-uh. I was draft.
Oh, I like draft.
Me too.
Why is it called water beer?
Because it's like the very easiest beer to drink. It's like watered down. Oh. I feel like I get that from Australians. They always say, they call it like it's basically water. But Coors Light, but especially when you're hungover, because it was after my birthday. On my birthday, actually. but... It tastes, it's very light, and it's just a nice, I don't know, but I like beer. I'm a beer drinker, so.
That's going to drive you nuts, the sound I just made in my mouth
trust me,
when I was drinking.
I know, that. I've already been thinking about the fact that all of that's going to drive me nuts, but oh well.
Mm-hmm. Moving on. So, I will drink a Hefeweizen. One.
Hefeweizen. Jesus.
I just like to say it.
It is fun to say Hefeweizen.
Hefeweizen.
It's your German side. In. Not Hefeweizen.
You know what
Hefeweizen.
I said? You know what I just said? A hef. That's what I said.
No, that is what you said.
Because everybody will know what
yes,
I said.
Yes, no, but it is. Everyone does know. I love a hef with an orange in it. It's my favorite.
You should put a lemon in mine.
So it depends on the place.
Like a Blue Moon will hef.
Do orange.
Orange.
And it depends on the restaurant because, yeah. But I prefer an orange in my Hefeweizen. Mm. It's all I'm saying.
It's just fun to say.
It is. But it's also delicious.
Yeah. I mean, I am German, as we know.
Why don't you just rub it on in? Rub it in.
I'm not the one with the German last name who has a zero.
No, I have some. It's like 0.0. I need my sisters to do it because, you know, they say everybody's genes are different. I want to see what percentage they show up German.
I mean, my mind came back like 70%.
But that's me and Irish.
Oh.
Yeah, my mom's last name is Cully, Culley. Oh, that's very, very... So apparently somewhere down the line is Irish royalty.
Oh.
Or something.
Cool.
That's probably folklore, but that's what we were told at some point, I think. I mean, one of my cousins correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what I feel like we were told.
I always grew up being told that I'm a relative of William the Conqueror. Like, in that line of William the Conqueror. Who knows? Probably a billion people.
But that's exactly it. It's like,
yeah.
But as people are all descendants of something.
Somebody.
Yeah.
I almost went off on a tangent there about who's related to Jesus, but that would have just been too much, so we're going to move on.
Move it on. Move right on.
So here's some historical origins. Crap. What did I do? Get off! Check. I just ruined my notes for a second there. We're fine now.
Okay.
The name Imbolc, as we talked about a little bit earlier, is the Irish word meaning in the womb, and it reflects the festives, the festival's connection with new beginnings and the awakening of life after a long winter slumber. Still, personally, I think February is a bit early.
Yeah, 1,000% early.
It was originally not celebrated on a specific day, but more kind of seasonal, okay, when the lambs were being born and producing milk. The ancient Celts viewed Imbolc as a crucial time for preparing for the upcoming spring season, which is a very busy time.
Yes.
Because you got to get everything planned out, yep, everything planted, all that stuff.
It's when the ground starts to thaw, but like our ground doesn't thaw till like April.
Try living in Vermont.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Like you
true
really that. Can't plant your garden until the middle of June.
Yeah,
at I believe best. It.
Yeah.
It's crazy. They would conduct rituals and ceremonies to bless their seeds, livestock, and homes, hoping to ensure a bountiful harvest and prosperity. Now, I will say, February, we're in that season. I am planning my garden already.
Yeah.
Because I have a beautiful greenhouse now.
You do.
And I can plant all my little seeds.
You also have a beautiful garden in general.
But it was always hard because I bought plants. I didn't buy seeds because I didn't have a space to get them to grow.
Got it.
But now I have the greenhouse, I can really start planting. Like, I threw some lettuce in a pot last month just to see what would happen.
Yeah.
And I have lettuce in my greenhouse.
I mean, that's delightful. I just like coming and stealing all your herbs.
There's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wonderful. I love herbs.
Me too.
Garden full of herbs and lettuce, and I'd be happy.
I mean, it's not a bad thing to have. Mm-mm.
I like it. So here's some ancient traditions. So Imbolc was celebrated in a variety of customs and traditions. A lot of them are still today. Not around here, but in like Ireland, a lot of things are still celebrated.
Okay.
So we talked about the Brigid's Cross, and it's the creation of Brigid's Crosses. We talked about the Brigid's Cross, and it's the crosses woven from straw or grass, like we just talked about. The crosses are believed to bring protection and blessings to the home. They would put these crosses over doors, windows, and stables to welcome Brigid's protection against fire, illness, and evil spirits.
Hmm.
Brigid's Fire. The lighting of Brigid's Fire is another symbolic gesture representing the goddess's warmth and fertility. The fire is often used to create a Brigid's Girdle, which is a protective amulet worn around the waist.
It's like a chastity belt. We watched, before we left on our Christmas trip, we had one like fun cider night that brought us back to like when we were not all always doing lunatic soup stuff.
Which I love lunatic soup.
Me too.
I love it, but
it's fun to
have off nights are really good.
It was necessary, but we watched Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Tights.
Let me tell you, that one is just, God, such a good movie. And also rewatching it as adults.
Oof.
The amount of things that you understand or that you never got when you were a child, and you're like, oh my God.
And I watched this when I was a youngie.
Oh yeah, yeah. But it's good because you didn't get it, so yeah. It was okay. But now, oh God.
Yeah. We also have Brigid's Feast. It was a time for feasting and sharing food with loved ones. I feel like that is every Sabbath, which I'm not mad about.
I mean, it's always good to be reminded to get together with people that you love and share a meal and enjoy their presence.
When you think about it, the Sabbaths are roughly 6 weeks apart.
Yeah.
6 to 8 weeks apart.
Okay.
So that is a great time to have get-togethers with loved ones.
I think it's smart.
You know, it just kind of, it forces you, like, yes, we all get together with our loved ones for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But if we were to, you know, go with the rhythm and the cycles of the earth, that would kind of force those get-togethers every 6 to 8 weeks. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's perfect.
No, and that's what everyone used to do when it's back in the days. Like, it would force you to get together with family and friends. There's no phones. There's no way to stay connected. So it was like every 6 to 8 weeks, you would get together and you would catch up.
Now, but I wonder, like, yes, we have phones and you and I can talk every day. But is that it's not the same.
Mm-mm.
It's not the same as checking in.
Mm-mm.
Not that you and I check in superficially because we are with each other.
Way too often.
More times than not.
Yeah.
But in general, people that you don't see but you just check in with on text, which is great to have, but it's not that same connection.
Well, they talk about it a lot, how it like takes away the personalness of things, I guess. Like when you're just in a text conversation. You're not, you know, it's like, how are you? Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah.
Like, that's, you know, it's...
Because you can't tell if that person's really not good, and then if you were their right. friend and with them, you'd press more and see what's going
exactly.
on.
Exactly. You could tell. Then you share a lot more in person than you would over text. Like, some things you don't want in writing. Sometimes yeah. there's... It's too much to text. Sometimes, you know, it just depends. Yeah. yeah. But, you know, but I think it would be... It would benefit everyone to sort of slow down and take that as a, okay, every 6 to 8 weeks, let's do a get-together with some of your favorite people.
Agreed.
Which we all need to do that.
I think you, I mean, we do a pretty good job of well, getting our I families see,
yeah,
together. But
yeah, but that I need to be doing
general,
it with my,
with
like,
everyone else.
Yeah, I need to be doing it more with, like, my besties from high school. Mm-hmm. Or, like, yeah, friends from other, not just my neighborhood people. Because that's, mm-hmm. I see my neighborhood people a lot because, like, we're all in
we're
a
right
neighborhood.
There,
our kids
convenient.
Go to school together, like, mm-hmm. all that. But, like, the people outside of that is where I feel like I need to
Yeah, and that could be a good
harder.
Goal mm-hmm. for this coming year is, you know... Yeah, maybe not every 6 to 8 weeks if that's too much, but maybe like twice this year. You guys all get together.
Yeah.
And do something.
Yeah.
There are purification rituals associated with Imbolc. Cleansing and purification aspects were really important during these celebrations. People would bathe in the sacred springs, clean their homes, and make offerings to Brigid. I don't know why I can't say it. I keep wanting to say Brigid.
It's because you said it the first time wrong, so then you just keep doing it.
I just keep doing it. It's who I am as a person. Brigid was said to visit homes on St. Brigid's Eve. In order to get her to bless your house, beds would have to be made, food and drink left out for her, and your clothes laid outside for her to bless. The clothes would be brought inside the next day and said to bring good luck and health to those who wore them.
Mm.
And then a special meal was made and the opportunity to celebrate, like we just said.
Mm-hmm.
Part of this meal was Brigid's bread. Which we should probably make.
Yeah.
We're on a real bread kick for like the last 8 months.
Well, yeah, I just made another new really good sandwich bread. Remember you came over
here? I made it today.
Did you?
I made it today. It didn't turn out as good as yours. I don't think I used enough water.
It has to be super wet.
Mine wasn't wet enough.
Yeah.
So next time I make it, I'm going to. And I left and saw a friend for a few hours, so it was left out too long. So I have to try it again.
And you got
to
make sure your poles are real big. Big
real
poles.
Real big poles.
Big poles.
Big poles.
Big poles.
Big poles. There's also special cake made with nuts and dried fruit, which is very traditional for this time of year. There are modern celebrations, and even though Imbolc is no longer kind of a mainstream holiday, which most of the Sabbats aren't,
mm-hmm.
but we have always talked about how the Sabbats are associated with other things that we might just call something different.
Right.
Yule, Christmas, Samhain, Halloween.
Yep.
Things like that. The holiday died out with Christianity celebrations in like the 20th century, but today there's a lot of modern pagans and nature lovers who continue to celebrate it. And I think that's happening a lot amongst the pagan community is they're trying to bring these traditions and holidays back. In 2023, Imbolc or St. Brigid's Day became an official annual and public holiday in the Republic of Ireland.
Oh.
So that's exciting.
That is.
In Ireland and Scotland, there was what was called Brigid's Procession, and a representation of Brigid would be paraded around the community by young girls and women with the doll that they had woven. So that same woving pattern
yeah.
and technique would be made into a doll.
Cute.
The girls would sing hymns to Brigid, wore all white, and their hair was down. They would visit every house and received gifts of food and decorations.
Aww.
Then the girls would go home and enjoy a feast. The woven doll that they carried around would be tucked into bed and sang lullabies to. And then young men would come knocking on the doors and asked to be left in for merrymaking.
Oh,
let,
dear.
Let in.
Merrymaking is in like having a good time.
Like partying.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Not like.
I was just making sure.
You mean head out of gutter.
I wasn't out of gutter. I was just double checking I was double checking my understanding was correct.
Yeah.
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 Just having a merry old time.
Here are some modern ways to observe Imbolc today and kind of keep with that cycle ritual aspect that we are always striving for. Make an altar like we do every Sabbath. Decorate with the altar with candles, flowers, Brigid crosses, and other symbols of the season. So, you know, I would probably go out and pick up pine cones that have fallen
yeah.
on the ground. there's some little flowers are popping up. I would
yeah, little ones. Altar, yeah, yeah.
You know, go find a nice rock
I
or something.
I do like the idea of one making one of those little things, because I remember making those as a kid. That'd be fun.
I think it would be really fun. Create a Bridget's girdle. Weave a Bridget's girdle from rushes of straw or purchase one from an online store. Wear it as a protective charm.
Wear a girdle. That's all I'm hearing.
A girdle.
Suck me in.
Suck it in. Just suck,
suck it in. Don't think that's what it means, but you know.
You can try baking a traditional Bridget's bread recipe to enjoy. You can find those online. You type in Bridget bread or Bridget feast.
Yeah, and it comes up, I'm sure, yeah.
You can perform a cleansing ritual, take a cleansing bath, clean your house, and perform a cleansing ceremony to purify your space.
Smart.
Which we should be doing more often anyway.
Yes.
And then you can meditate to Bridget's. Meditate about her qualities, write a prayer or poem for her. Just really think of that. Renewal is what she's representing.
Okay.
Renewal, rebirth, awakening.
Everyone's starting to wake up out of their winter slumber.
Yeah.
Except for us.
Wow. Well. One great ritual that I saw was to engrave a word on a candle, kind of like your word of the year.
Yes.
And something with a special meaning. Light the candle on January 31st into February 1st, and this will signify the new beginning and kind of put that intention out
there.
Into the world.
I do like that, because I think that now that I've gotten into the whole, like, witchy side of things and, like, paganism, the whole doing stuff on New Year's feels actually, like, super wrong.
Because everything's frozen.
Because everything's frozen. And, yeah,
quiet, you're... Like you talked about earlier.
Yeah, you're supposed to be planting your seeds of things when everything's unthawing and do whatever. So I feel like, you know, number one, it's always my birthday, so I'm always drunk. So
there's
kicking off the new year is not always, like,
big.
But then I feel like the kids get back to school. It's just, like, stressful,
it's
whatever.
Lot,
it is
a
lot. I feel like... waiting until the end of January, beginning of Feb is like a nice kind of...
Or even better, Austera,
March.
The
next
one.
Yeah, that's like, it's one of the two.
I feel like that should be more of our pagan New Year.
Yeah.
Because you are planting the seeds, and maybe make that the start and the cycle. Because like you said, come Samhain, we're tucking us into bed.
Yeah.
And we're going to stay there until things thaw out.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Can't we?
Please?
Yes. Go to bed.
Can I go off topic for a second?
No.
Okay, it's about hibernating.
I want to hibernate.
Okay, so this is just a PSA for everybody, and I'm really sorry. I don't think I've said it on here before.
I have no idea where you're going.
Okay, so if anybody ever grew up with hamsters,
oh,
do you know this?
Yes.
Have I said it on here before?
I'm not on here, but you've told me.
So unfortunately, I ran across some Tiki Talks like a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, that apparently hamsters hibernate. And through the winter. But it means that a lot of people were burying their hibernating hamsters that were, like, in their cages. They would basically look like they were dead. They'd be ice cold. They would stop. It looks like they stopped breathing, but it's very, like, tiny.
Oh, boy.
Whatever. And so the people of TikTok, everyone was realizing how many... I went to my mom and I was like...
How many
hamsters do you think we buried? And my mom just was like, I don't even want to think about it. I don't even want to think about it. And I was like,
then
because my best friend got her daughter a hamster.
That's
Keelan.
Awful.
And I the first thing I said to her, I said, just so you know,
they hibernate.
So if you think it's dead, warm it up and make sure it's actually dead. Like not in the mic. Don't put it in a microwave or something like that. Like, I mean, like
thank you for clarifying.
Wrap it in a blanket and breathe on it or put it in a heating pad.
Don't put a hamster in the microwave.
Have I ever told the story about...
Did you put a hamster in the microwave?
I did not. Squirreling out. This is my new thing that I've been saying to Shannon whenever I get sidetracked. I call it squirreling out. So I'm like squirreling out.
Mm-hmm.
Just like our good friend Lester, the squirrel.
Lester.
That we introduced him last week, or week before last, whatever.
Whenever.
Anyways, Fallon, my little sister, had gerbils. And one of them exploded. Which is a thing, apparently. Like, in there again, there was a thing all over TikTok about, like, people's, like, gerbils or hamsters that exploded, and people don't know why. She came in one day, and it literally had exploded all over the cage. Like, inside, it was all, like, splattered all over the walls. Like it exploded. It didn't get eaten by the other one. It exploded. And there, we don't know why. So Dinamite went...
What's his name?
His name was Dinamite. So, guess that was a foreshadowing with the name. Instead of Dynamite, Dinamite.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, so that you're welcome for that information, you guys. Cool. I'm glad glad I squirreled us out for that? Yeah.
Well, now I am going to go down that rabbit hole or gerbil hole.
Just wait. I'll start showing up on your TikTok. Your phone's listening.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, everybody.
Another good ritual is just, we've talked about this a couple times, baking bread. The ritual of mixing, kneading, rising, and baking the bread is, one, it's kind of, like, meditative.
It's therapeutic.
It's therapeutic.
And the result, if you get good bread after you've done that, like, getting everything right, I feel like it's hard to get good bread.
Yeah.
I've fucked up plenty of breads. It is so rewarding to get a, like, when you're like, I made that, and it's fucking good.
And when your kids eat it.
Yep.
Yep. So good. So good. I haven't made a rosemary garlic bread in a long time.
Yeah, you're due.
I'm due. More practical ways to celebrate our spring cleaning. Out with the old, in with the new. I need to do that.
Me too.
Badly.
I'm starting. Every week I'm assigning myself like two areas of my house. That's what I'm going to start doing.
That's perfect.
I'm starting next week. I had to have this week to get my life back together.
You need time off. You need time. Yeah. Again, if you don't get to it, it's fine. You're supposed to rest.
I'm working on resting.
Milk and cheeses are traditional foods because think about animals.
Yeah. Producing milk.
Producing milk this time of year.
Cheese.
I'm never going to say no to cheese.
Cheese is not seasonal.
Cheese is always.
Always.
Cheese is a way of life.
It is a way of life.
I love cheese.
There's nothing better than cheese.
No.
If I'm being honest.
No. Because there's all sorts of different types of cheese.
If I had to give up alcohol or cheese.
Alcohol.
1,000%.
I mean, you got cheddar.
Brie.
Camembert.
Jarlsberg.
Feta.
Gouda.
Does feta count?
Huh? That's cheese. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a cheese. I love feta cheese. Feta on everything.
Havarti.
Ooh. Cambazola.
Cambazola.
It's camembert and gorgonzola together.
Oh, my goodness. I mean,
it's my mom's favorite.
Gorgonzola.
Yeah. Camembert.
I said
which
that.
Is like a Greek. You said it?
I think so.
I don't know.
Jarlsberg?
I already said that.
Did you?
Uh-huh. Swiss?
Swiss is good.
Parmesan?
Parmesan.
Manchego?
Ooh. We're gonna have to go watch The Cheese Shop.
There's one that is on
Monty Python?
I don't know that. There's one on the tip of my tongue that I'm checking. Halloumi. Ooh, have you ever had halloumi?
I don't think I've ever
had. Oh my god, so good.
Brie?
I think I said brie.
Did you?
Uh-huh, that was one of the first ones I said. Potentially. Anyways, yeah, you guys, I think the point is that we like cheese.
Gouda?
I said it.
Asiago.
Oh, Asiago.
Burrata.
Oh, burrata. Oh, my God.
Fontina.
My friend Sydney was just in...
I love burrata cheese.
Yes, just...
With the salt on top.
Ooh. Yes, just in freaking Vegas at this really nice Italian restaurant that I went to with her last year, and they were doing burrata with caviar on top. So I've had caviar on top of deviled eggs, but it is my goal this year to have caviar like...
Okay.
Just have it, which I was thinking I might do that on Valentine's Day for myself and some champagne because fuck it. But burrata and caviar, I feel like because caviar is like salty and like all, I just, and oh my God, I died.
Munster.
Munster's a solid.
Mm-hmm.
There is a cheese from Greece. Cojita. Mm-hmm. Cheese from Greece that they fry on either side and light it on fire.
Ooh.
And I cannot for the life of me remember what it's called. It is quite possibly the yummiest cheese I've ever had in my life. My sister would remember, possibly. Anyways.
All cheese is all cheese. Good cheese.
Anyways, what you guys, we went on a cheese stand it.
Why not?
Cheese tax. All right.
There's worse things.
No, there is.
Imbolc is also a season of self-care. It's about the seeds that are growing beneath the ground from winter and are ready to sprout. Even if things appear dormant, we know that life is beginning to grow and soon the dormant season will be over.
Mm.
This is a metaphor to our own lives, caring for ourselves so that we can grow and learn in the coming season.
Okay.
So throughout fall and winter, we energetically turn within, rest, reflect, connect with our intuition, which we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Imbolc is the opportunity to reflect back on that time and to integrate the lessons that we learned into the coming year.
Perfect.
Some correspondence to help you kind of connect. Colors involved with Imbolc, white, yellow, gold. Crystals are clear quartz, aura quartz, and citrine. Plants are bay leaves, chamomile, and lavender. Foods, as we said, milk, soft cheeses, and bread. So, How are we going to celebrate this year?
I'm going to make some bread.
And cheese.
I'm going to make some breads and cakes, sit side, get all fat and sassy. Some
fondue.
Some fondue. Ooh, we should do fondue.
Fondue night.
I would.
With Bridget Crosses.
I kind of want to do a raclette for you. Like, do.
Oh, we were talking about this last week.
Yeah, raclette, which is another kind of cheese, I believe. Raclette is cheese, or maybe it's just this, how it's
like
served.
A swish. It's, I think it's how it's served. It's
Gruyere, like a, that's another cheese. Make because I think it's made with Gruyere. It's either that or raclette cheese, but either way.
Melty cheese on food.
Yeah, but mini potatoes. Mini Ooh. Potatoes, like, smashed with the cheese, and then, like, little tiny dill pickles and bacon and onion, and I will, ooh, I feel like we have to do a raclette. Okay. Like, raclette. That kind of, I'm going to borrow my mom's raclette set.
Perfect. It's a date.
Done.
That's how we're going to celebrate in bulk.
I'm okay with that.
And we'll show you guys, we'll report back, let you guys know how it goes.
Cheese and potatoes.
I mean, this episode is coming out with the bread. Week before in bulk.
Perfect.
So next week, we will do our raclette.
Delightful.
I like it.
I want cheese.
Some wine.
Now I have a cheese craving, yeah.
Red.
Some, like, crisp white wine. Or a rosé. Or a red.
I mean, I feel like a red with cheese.
It anything
or crisp,
goes
or
with any, cheese.
Yeah, you're right. Because a crisp white would be really
well,
good.
Well, it just because of the flavor of that specific cheese, I feel like a crisp white is good with it. But at the same time, I mean, any wine goes good with cheese. So, I hope everyone's hungry. Now I'm hungry.
Now I'm hungry.
Now I want some cheeses.
Just cheese.
I want some cheeses. All right.
Mr. Boo Boo, where's our cheese platter?
Yeah, come on. Well, guys, thanks for another fun
Sabbath series. I think we have two more Sabbaths. And then we've completed the whole year.
Look at us.
All of it. Look at us.
Almost.
Look at us.
We're almost done with a year of recording.
That's insane.
Psych. Well, we are more than halfway through insane. Crazy, crazy.
Yeah, we're up to like almost 50 episodes now.
No.
With this one? This one's like.
This is like 47? Maybe.
Yeah, like 47, 48. We're almost there.
Oh, man. All right. All right. I'll give crazy. You that. I'll give you 47. You're right. It is 47.
Crazy.
Maybe 48 with the mini-sode that went in. Who knows?
Yeah.
Do those count?
Yeah, they count.
Okay.
Of course they count.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Damn, almost 50.
Well, tell us how you celebrate. Write into us. Tag us on all the things. We're at Lunatic Suit Podcast on all the social media. LunaticSuitPodcast@gmail.com.
LunaticSuitPodcast.com.
Yeah.
And, yeah, say hello. Tell us what you're doing. Make sure you're having some lunatic soup.
Always some lunatic soup. You know, exciting. I am going to say this. Some exciting news. One of our favorites, Schilling Cider, just came out with an alcohol-free cider.
Yes, for all you people who are not big drinkers.
Which is totally cool. We're going to bring it on the show and try it. It's called, this just tickles me. It's called Ground Control.
She told us, and her and Mr. Boo Boo started singing at the top of their lungs in my kitchen. And, well, I know what song it is. I do know. I just, one of those, I had to shake my heads and walk away because they were having
a moment,
a singing Ground Control.
To Major Tom.
Yep, that. And I was like, Jesus.
You weren't here for it, for our shenanigans.
What shenanigans?
Singing.
Oh, yeah. Well, we survived. But enjoy your, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Yes.
Get some soup in ya.
Get some soup in you.
Maybe not this one we drink today.
Yeah.
We've had better ones.
I would say 5 out of 10.
I'm going to give it a 3.
Oh, a 3. Okay.
I'm not being nice.
Okay.
It just wasn't.
It wasn't us.
And
it,
not,
wasn't
it wasn't great.
And
which
you
is,
know what? We haven't really had one that we just didn't like yet.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had ones that weren't. That's good.
I mean, but it was drinkable. Like, we drank it.
It was drinkable.
We drank it. But
yeah, it wasn't stinky socks.
No. And we still drank that, too.
Yeah, we did. We just plugged our nose first.
That was horrible. All right.
All right. Well, remember, in this crazy world,
it's good to be a lunatic.
Bye.
Bye.